Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, the footnotes. I've got James, I've got Alice.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How are we?
Ready.
Ready for Twitter roulette.
Yeah.
We thought we'd see what everyone's been saying about us on the old interweb. Or
never. You should never do that.
I want to do an internet search like Rocky does in book one.
How much hate have we got?
Well, let's find out.
So how does this work?
So if we search our handle, Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, on Twitter. So get it up there.
How do you spell dad?
So am I going top tweets or all tweets?
All tweets, please.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to take it in turns and just going to run our fingers down. And when we say stop, you have to read that tweet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Al, do you want to go first? I think you've got good flexing fingers.
Going to get a bit of a run-up on it.
Start scrolling. Keep going. And stop.
Okay, this is from Jasmine. And this is a question, actually. Mm. Really. And it's for you, Jamie.
Yeah.
So Jasmine's catching up on the Christmas footnote. Where on earth has she been?
I forgot we did that.
I know. That was genuinely about 4 years ago. And she says, is Jamie not super uncomfortable with Rocky's comparison of himself as Sir James? Now that everything's happened.
Oh, now that we've actually met Sir James.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? I hadn't even thought. But yes. Oh, God.
So what have we learnt about Sir James?
He's a pervert.
Greets people with like a tit relish kind of...
Tit relish.
Everyone was loving your voice for him.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Go on.
I can't remember.
Give us a blast.
I actually can't remember it.
Wasn't it the way posh?
Oh yes, Belinda, that one. Oh, God, yes. All so dreary with your poverty-ridden lives. Yes.
Is your dad rich? Is he super rich?
No, not at all.
He will be soon.
He writes porn in his pavilion / shed. He's not a rich man.
He might be a sir one day. Who knows? He might be a knight of the realm.
I don't think he will.
There are some weird people in those honours lists, honestly.
Yeah. Sir Bono, anyone?
Is it Sir Bono?
Yeah.
You don't call him Sir Bono.
But that's his title, technically.
Sounds like one word, Sir Bono. Sir Bono is what Rocky will be.
So yeah, I do, in reply to Jasmine, I feel very uncomfortable about that, actually. I should re-listen to that episode. Just to make sure that nothing...
Maybe just don't listen to it, like, ever again.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right, who's scroll next?
I'll go.
Okay, go. Stop.
Okay. Someone said, got my tickets for Dad Wrote a Porno at Cheltenham Literary Festival.
Oh. We are actually doing this, that's not a joke.
How lols. Who asked who? Did we ask them or did they ask us?
No, they asked us, amazingly enough.
That must be some sort of mistake.
I don't know what they think we're going to do. Because in many ways, Rocky should be there, like reading Belinda Blinked. I mean, we can read from our new book, but I don't feel like it's the right crowd. I mean, is it the
right
crowd?
It's very erudite, isn't it? Yeah. I think we're following Ian McEwan as well.
So. Yeah, that's what the rest of the tweet says. Yeah.
No, we're not.
We are.
That's the lineup.
Author of Atonement, amongst other things.
talk about MISC.
Aren't we on at like 11 o'clock at night as well? Like,
I hope so. I just hope everyone's drunk.
Do you think they have proper tents, like kind of big marquees, and then they've actually just got a four-man tent and we're in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope so. So what, us three and the organiser?
Potentially.
Right, Jamie.
My go.
Go. Stop.
Oh, well, there's one in French here, so I won't read that.
Oui.
Okay, so someone's got an idea for us, guys.
Always concerning.
A new Dad Wrote a Porno spin-off idea.
We don't need a spin-off.
Alice Levine and me read factual...
Sorry, James.
Read...
The spin-off is the podcast without you.
Can I still get a cut?
Alice and Jamie read factual gynae procedures to James, and he describes from logistics point of view.
Oh, there you go. You are involved.
Oh, good. But I'm just kind of being taught things by you two.
Yeah, we're saying funny stuff and then you're just like basically reading stuff off the internet.
A bit like those Dutch lessons you gave us.
Yeah, Mick, you've clearly got yourself a little niche there.
Well, right. So apparently we've been tweeted that it's Gynae Month this month.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh.
Essentially Vagina Awareness Month.
Great.
So
you need that,
yeah,
every
James,
month.
That's,
you don't,
that's
you
good
didn't
for
even
you.
Know they existed till like 2 months ago.
But I think in some small way, if my ignorance has helped other people's ignorance, then I can die a happy man.
Well, your ignorance and Rocky's ignorance, of course.
Yeah, because apparently even some women don't know like what's down there or like what's in there.
They must know
I say.
There's a vagina. You just said vagina awareness. They know it's there.
Okay.
No one's ever gone like, oh God, I've just never looked south.
What is that line? Line, right? It's a line?
It's not a line.
Line? Oh God. We're not going down this route again. But you're right, jokes aside, great if people are more at one with their parts.
Exactly, sex education. We're not talking about it enough, and we should be. And go Rocky for that.
We're not doing it enough.
Well, speak for yourself.
Always around this table with you two.
Right, go on, Al.
Is it my turn again? Gosh, it comes around so quickly, doesn't it? Okay.
That is some strong finger action there.
Rack off. You're going to tell me to stop?
Oh, stop!
I could have been there all day. I've got places to be. Very sadly, can't make the show at King's Cross.
Oh. They're dropping like flies.
There's going to be two of us there. If any Belinda fans want it, let me know.
Oh.
Thanks for that, Gemma. It's going to be a roaring success. Do pop down if you can.
This is our first live shows that we're doing. Someone's pulled out already.
Yeah, how are they pulled out already?
And then publicly said it on Twitter and tagged us in. That's a burn, isn't it?
Well, come on, the tickets are in demand. And I feel like over the next couple of weeks, if you're in London and you want to come, maybe more people will have to change their plans and there might be tickets available.
Or maybe we should start just a kind of drop-in policy. Do you think as they start saying they can't make it, we'll just be like, it's just open door, it's just free. It's a free event. It's fine.
Stand in the aisles. We just need to fill the room.
Do you think people bought them for friends thinking they're going to love this? And then they were like, do you want to come? And they're like, God, no. Why would you think that?
What is that? It's gross.
Come watch Stranger Things on Netflix, please.
Again. I'd rather watch it again.
All right, Jim, go.
Okay.
And stop.
Okay, I feel vindicated by this tweet.
I think I know what this is going to be.
I agree with James. A dude can't go a day without seeing his dong. Hashtag daily dong.
You've spawned a hashtag.
I can't tell you the number of people this week who have sent me tweets saying, I look at my penis. No dick pics, thankfully. Oh.
We did get one dick pic, actually.
Did you?
We got that picture, didn't we, of Dick Van Dyke? Yeah. Quite enjoyed that.
No, but again, I just feel like we're acknowledging something that happens that everyone looks at their penis.
Yeah. But I guess it's the question of, does it need discussing? But yeah, I mean, it's a fact.
Did we establish that you examine it in this, to use a Rocky word?
He admires it.
No.
In the shower, I believe.
No.
Admires it. Bitch, please.
Plays with it, definitely.
When you go to the toilet, or when you get out of the shower,
yeah, true.
It's there. You will see it. I don't examine it. I don't admire it. It's just there.
It's there, but I wouldn't say, like, I look at my toes every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Do you know
it's
what
not
mean?
Something to make a conversation point over.
Well, I can't even remember how we got into it in the first place the other day. But
we did not get into it, that's for sure.
But the fact you never look at your vagina is also quite worrying.
Don't never look
she's
at it.
She's shy.
I feel like she's a never nude.
I've always got a full wetsuit on at all times. I never said I don't look at it. I just said, as a girl, when you go, we don't need to talk about
it.
They're different bits. One's just like there and one's a bit more out there, you know? We'll talk about it in the car.
But yeah, I appreciate all the support, but please stop tweeting about your dicks now. Thank you.
Yeah, desist.
I don't think that's the thing you can switch on and off like a tap. Like once you've put the dick tap on, as it were.
Yeah, people know you're in the market for dick, James. They're definitely going to hound you now.
How many more times can we say dick?
Go on, James.
Make it a good one, James. Come on.
Okay.
And stop.
So Holly thinks that she's found the real life Belinda.
Oh, great.
And she's linked to a Daily Mail article that says, woman, 45, pleads guilty after performing oral sex on a park bench.
On a park bench?
On a park bench.
Belinda be like, small fry, boring.
I was just thinking, because obviously that's like indecent exposure and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
But it's not the fact that it's on a park bench, is it?
Well, it was also the fact that she was performing a sex act on a woman she'd never met before. Very Belinda.
Never met before.
Never met her before.
Presumably they'd met that day.
Yeah, I was going to say they've met when this is happening. The woman's not just like
lunged on her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they had some sort of like greeting and then got down to it.
But Belinda doesn't even have that. She does the greeting afterwards, doesn't she?
True.
Yeah, she wouldn't know her name.
But the thing that I'm loving most is that the woman is just using her handbag to shield her eyes. Every single photograph of
to protect her identity.
The caption reads, the woman who prosecutor said was remorseful and embarrassed. So it can't be Belinda, actually.
Can't be Belinda. No way.
Call it off.
No, Belinda would be proud and shouting it from the rooftops.
She'd be giving out leaflets or something, wouldn't she?
She'd be behind bars is what she'd be.
Right, what have we got for us, James? Scroll away, please.
Okay.
Stop. Stop. I said stop.
Stopping. Okay.
What?
Jen.
Classic Jen.
I named my new Pokemon after this chapter. Everyone is naming their Pokemon after Belinda Blinked names.
I love Pokemon.
I know you do.
Alice was just wandering the streets aimlessly trying to hatch an egg.
Honestly,
honestly, so embarrassing. I've never seen anything more tragic.
We were on our way here. She was like, I can't get GPS. I was like, are you trying to navigate? Look on her phone. She's trying to catch Pokemon.
Is that why you were both so late?
That's why I was late. I don't know how you rename them, though. I'm a beginner. I'm only level 11.
Shut up!
I wouldn't even know if that's good. How many levels are there?
Oh, I don't know. But I've ascended very quickly. The only thing is, right, I dropped a flare the other day. And
who is she?
I've literally no idea who this woman is.
And that attracts Pokemons to you. But right. I was in my house and none of them came.
So it's an allegory for your social life, is that what you're saying?
Well, why do you think I'm playing Pokemon in my house on my own? It very much is an allegory for my social life.
Sort it out.
I cannot believe you play Pokemon. Of all the people, I thought...
She doesn't even own a computer.
I do, just not a TV.
She's just on a typewriter most days.
Isn't she?
Now, can I just say one thing, though? And people who play Pokemon will understand this. When you've caught a Pokemon... but it escapes and you've got to give it a raspberry. I'm furious.
Do you know what? What a place to end it on. I'm going to give this whole conversation a big fat raspberry. All right. Guys, you can always get in touch with us on Twitter. We might even read out a tweet one day, at Dad Wrote Porno.
We're on Instagram, My Dad Wrote Her.
And you can email us if there's something a little bit more substantial. That is mydadwriteaporno@gmail.com. And just to say, I've got a drowsy that's 257, so...
Okay, bye.